Founding Father John Adams once said, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." Well, fast forward to today, and we see that there's a major problem dealing with a moral issue, pornography. Has this problem seeped into the church, and if so, how extensively? Nick Stumbo is the executive director of Pure Desire Ministries, a faith-based nonprofit that tackles porn and sexual addiction. Their website says, "Pure Desire Ministries International is a biblically based and clinically informed ministry committed to true revival in the church through the healing of the present-day epidemic of sexual brokenness," end quote. Nick Stumbo is the co-author of a new book called Hope, Healing, and Freedom, which he co-wrote with Ashley Jamison. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point, and we welcome Nick to the program. Nick, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. I'm really glad to be here.
Sure. Okay, so here's a quote from you, and I'm just going to let you comment on this quote, okay? This is your own words. "Our surveys show that only 20% of Christians with a history of porn use wish they didn't use it at all, and half say they are comfortable with what they do," end quote. Well, that's hard to process, but go ahead and comment on this, if you would.
It is, but I think it reveals one of the things we're seeing in the church is that we've adopted a lot of cultural mindsets on this, and we don't see it as that serious, you know, as long as we haven't crossed certain lines or, you know, done something physical with another person. We tend to think, oh, a little bit of pornography isn't that big of a deal. And yet we're really missing the impact that it has on our souls, on our relationships, and on our faith in God even. And so I think it's a major issue that we really need churches to talk more about and help people understand what's happening when they're viewing pornography, even at a casual or occasional level.
Can you tell us about your own story?
Well, for me, I grew up in a wonderful Christian home, but like so many Christian families, we never talked about sex or pornography or what to expect. And so when I was exposed to some adult content at a friend's house, I felt very shameful about what I'd seen and also felt that this was a secret that I couldn't tell my parents. And anytime that something in our life is secretive and shameful, it's going to grow and get worse. And that was very much my case, that even though I loved the Lord and wanted to serve him with my whole life, I got caught up in a binge purge cycle of pornography use that lasted all the way into my marriage and into my ministry. And even though I was working very hard to avoid it, every few months I would stumble back in, and in a desire to have integrity, I would confess to my wife, and over 10 years, it was really crushing her and destroying our marriage. And that was in 2010 when we were first introduced to Pure Desire Ministries ourselves, and we got to walk through the groups that they offer and also the counseling. And it was life-changing in a way that I really can't describe how significant the change was. So much so that we felt led to share our story with our church body, and that really led to a whole transformation in our congregation of people addressing pornography use and sexual brokenness, because they felt if the pastor can own his story and tell it, then other people felt safe to come forward and get help as well. And it was really the most significant discipleship ministry that I ever led as a pastor. It truly healed marriages, saved lives, and really brought people into mature faith in Christ. And so I'm kind of the, you know, proverbial, I'm not only the president, I'm the member. I've not only lead the organization, but it's because it changed my life, saved my marriage, and we just want to use our story to help other people know that we really can be free of this. We don't have to settle for a binge purge struggle with pornography use.
What would you say was the turning point for you in the process? I know you said you went to some sort of meetings or something like that, and that was the change. But was it accountability? What was it that changed you in this, by God's grace?
I think what Pure Desire does is really help us understand that pornography use is not in and of itself the problem, that pornography use is the symptom of much deeper problems. So I knew what I was doing, but I was really blind to why. You know, I thought I just needed to have more moral fortitude, that in the moment of temptation to say no and resist going back to that old, you know, sinful place. But what I learned is there were much deeper patterns that were leading me into that. Things like trying to find my identity in success, trying to find my value through performance, and those things are never enough. And so when they're not, I would seek out pornography as a pseudo solution for comfort, to avoid difficult emotions, to not have to feel my feelings. And that's what really happens in a pure desire group, is people go on this much deeper journey of discovering why they do what they don't want to do, which is primarily linked to some core messages, lies they believe from their past. And when we're able to unpack that in a safe environment with other men or other women, that's where transformation occurs. So we like to say that we're not here to just stop a behavior. We're here to help change the way people do life. Because when we change the way we do life, when we really invite God into those deepest places of our value, worth, and identity, lasting change is truly possible.
Okay. This is very interesting to me. So basically, it was kind of group meetings that helped you the most. It was other, when other men shared their problems. Do you remember any kind of aha moment that really just sort of like, that's the key I was missing?
On the one hand, I'd say we do want to be careful not to believe there's just one golden key, that if we just knew this one thing, we'd be free. We are complex human beings. Our brains are incredibly developed in the way they experience pleasure and avoid pain. And so it really is about a number of things coming together. But I would say in that regard, it really is the power of community, of a group, and not just being in a group, because I'd done accountability groups before where I was being honest, you know, if I'd struggled or not, but it really wasn't going to the specificity, to the depth of what I was doing, what was driving it, and really understanding at a deeper level how I was using pornography as I said, that pseudo solution to deeper problems that were related to my value, worth, and identity. So I think it's really, a pure desire group is a significant process. It's more than just an accountability meeting. Our groups take about 9 or 10 months for people to walk through their story, their history, to understand the lies that the enemy has spoken to them, and more than just the lies themselves, understanding the stories or experiences of where those happen. Because when we're wounded in our experiences or in our past, all the head knowledge or the truth of God's word can be blocked from impacting us, because at an experiential level, we still believe those lies. And that's why this significant group process that Pure Desire has, I think, is life-changing, because you actually experience relationship with other men, or for women, with other women, that really helps you unlearn those lies, not just at a knowledge level, but at a true heart level. So it's really a combination of those factors. It's understanding the brain, understanding our past, but really all of that being rooted in a safe community that you walk this process through with, because that's where you unlearn those lies. One of the things that we say a lot is we were wounded in relationships. So it's our past relationships that created wounding. And so it's only in relationships that we can be healed. So it's safe relationships with God and others where all of our stuff is known. We're still loved and accepted. That's when we really begin to change.
Nick, I hear you often talking about the word lies. You're saying, you know, there's certain lies that sort of essentially cause people like yourself to be trapped in pornography. So what are these lies that you're talking about? And take your time. What are you referring to?
You know, I've done group now with thousands of men, and I think every single one of us is believing some version of it says, I'm not good enough, or I don't measure up, or I don't have what it takes to be a man, to be accepted by other men. You know, for me, that actually was born out of a relationship with my father, who is a wonderful, godly man. And yet in his desire for me to excel in sports and academics, our relationship or his messages to me, even though he was very loving and affirming, there would be this underside where I would feel like, yeah, but I could have done better. I could have scored more points. I could have got a better grade. And I'm not even saying my dad consciously meant for that message, but, you know, we're all sinners. Even the most godly of parents are sinners, and doing their best, they might communicate something to us that in our own sinfulness and neediness, I was, you know, looking for this validation and affirmation. And what I would hear is, you could have scored a few more points. And so that message of you're not quite good enough is very much what pornography, in a completely false and sinful way, would answer that question. Even if it's only for a few moments, the way that it answers those lies and makes us feel like we're good enough is what could bring men, or brought me, back over and over, not realizing that's what actually was driving my struggle so much more than just my sexual desire or hormones, which we often, you know, we minimize pornography to just being about our hormones, when really it's about much deeper drives and desires if we're becoming hooked on it.
What would be another example of another lie, Nick, that causes people to be trapped in pornography?
I think another lie that many people are believing is that I will never be successful, or I'll never get noticed, I'll never be seen. You know, I think all of us, in a very godly way, when we're born into this world, have a desire to be seen, to be valued, to be affirmed. And if that's not happening, maybe through a caregiver, sometimes just very busy parents who are trying to manage lives and finances and homes, leave a child with this gaping desire of, am I seen? And again, in that false world of fantasy and pornography, there is this sensation that I'm seen, I'm valued, like this is this perfect scenario. And of course, those moments are followed by an avalanche of guilt and shame. But the answer to that lie of, am I being seen and noticed, really can be what captures us. And I like to say, if pornography was just the lust, if it was just about the desire, our moral convictions would be more than enough to keep us from going back. But it's when these deeper patterns that are again, rooted in shame and rooted in our past, when they go unaddressed, we'll continue to answer the siren call of those lies, not even realizing that that's what we're doing. So, yeah, that's another one of the big ones that I see is, you know, am I seen? Do I matter? Do I have value?
Okay, and how about one more prominent example of a lie that you know, causes people to be trapped in this?
One of the things we've seen is that women struggle with pornography too. In fact, in the study we did with Barna last year, we found that 40% of Christian women said that they were struggling with pornography. And I think for many women, there is a question of, am I beautiful? Do I have value in that way? And I think their history in many ways, and men can struggle with this too, but I think more predominantly women have that feeling of, I'm not beautiful, or I'm not good enough. There's many versions of that lie. And so, of course, pornography creates a false sense of beauty, of desire. And what we're linking, you know, we're linking present pleasure with past pain, and that's always a recipe for addiction and for a destructive cycle. So again, a group experience with others who care about you and know your whole story, not just kind of the 30,000 foot details, but get down into the weeds of real life with you, that's where you begin to unlearn those lies and can really live out of God's truth and who He's called and made us to be.
You know, it's so interesting. Jesus said, if you abide in my teaching, then you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And much of what you've been talking about today is lies, and truth is obviously the antidote to lies. So how about a closing thought on this? PureDesire.org is your website. Go ahead, Nick Stumbo.
I believe we know the truth. We know the truth of Jesus' love. We know the truth that He died for us. But I think we know it in a more of a general way, and there's this deep fear that says, but He really doesn't love all those messy parts of me, the things that I don't know how to talk about. And when we experience real healing and freedom in community, that's where His truth sinks from being something in our heads to being something we deeply believe in our hearts. And so the truth does set us free. But what we find is that thousands and thousands of men and women are really blocked from living out that truth because they only know it in their heads. They're not experiencing it in their hearts. And when we can be in a community where we're fully known, where we're truly known, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and we're loved even there, I think that's when the love of God really begins to transform us from the inside out. And so I would really encourage someone who's, you know, looking into this, that this journey is much more than just about stopping pornography. It's about discovering who God made you to be and being able to live out of that with joy and freedom for the rest of your life. And if that's what's at stake, then every one of us ought to go on a journey like this so that we can not only be healed and freed of our addictive behaviors, but that we can really live into the truth of who God made us to be. And that's what we're here to help with. And yeah, we'd love to tell someone more about what that looks like.
All right. Thank you so much. Nick Stumbo, PureDesire.org.